Gladwin, and we are done with the national anthem. Coaches and players being introduced, and we're going to go ahead and go with the starting lineups. First, Ogama Heights. Jeff, if you'll give us the Ogama Heights starting lineup.
You bet. Same as the other night. Ogama Heights going to go with a senior number one, Rylan McDaniels, coming off a great game the other night, 19 points. Robbie Hawk, the junior, number two. Angel Potter, number three, also a junior. Ian Jones, the sophomore point guard, wearing number 12 tonight. And the big fella in the middle, Mason Dunn, senior, number 13.
And for Coach Matt Coyne, assisted by Austin Coyne and Todd Foshi, the Panthers will start Brody Sullivan, a junior, number 4. Kaysen Wendell, a junior, number 5. Brock Bartlett, a junior, number 12. And two seniors in the starting lineup. The only two seniors that are in uniform, as I see Zeke Adrian over there in street clothes. The only two seniors in the lineup for the Panthers, Cale Coyne, number 14, and Cooper Prout, the big man in the middle. And here we go. It's district action. The heart starts to race a little bit. It's getting a little bit exciting. Ogama in their white with brown and gold trim. Standish Sterling in their visitor blues with those bright gold numbers.
And you got to love the student sections out in full force tonight. Ogama Heights right in front of us. Standish the other way. Here comes the official. He's got the ball. We got a couple of fellas in the center, and I'm going to turn this action over to you. Let's get this thing going.
Yeah, let's get this one started. Standish Sterling student section in there, all black. Ogama in there white. If there couldn't be any more opposition between these two teams, the tip by Mason Dunn into the hands of Hawk. Hawk into the front court, works it around the perimeter, into the hands of Ian Jones. High ball screen there between Hawk and McDaniel. Hawk to the basket, kicks it back out, doesn't like it. McDaniel, Mason Dunn, the big fellow, a long way from the basket. Ogama Heights being very patient, high screen and roll with Mason Dunn, just off his fingertips, no good. Rebound into the hands of Cale Coyne.
Nice offensive set, though. Got a good look, just couldn't knock it down.
Yeah, Mason's got to get those puppies to go. We talked about that in the Gladwin game, too. He made a couple really big ones. Standish Sterling also deliberate in their offense. Little down screen here for Sullivan. He'll work on Potter at the top of the key. Sullivan spins in the lane, tough shot, blocked! That one blocked. Coming across was Mason Dunn, and into the front court comes Robbie Hawk. Rob Hawk to the left hand, lays it up and in.
Really nice take there to the bucket. He went between two defenders, went up strong. No denying.
Yeah, Rob Hawk to his left. Something we didn't see a lot of the other night, but man, he went to the basket, and I think if he jumps another 2 inches higher, he dunks that one instead. Kaysen Wendell loses the handle of the ball into the corner, trying to find Sullivan. And an unforced turnover there for the Panthers, and that goes right to the Clare students. They're like, hey, we already won a game. Don't throw us the ball.
Well, hopefully they're, it looks like they're sticking around. Going to watch this one, see who they play. Standish Sterling going to set up in a full court man.
Kaysen Wendell guarding Rylan McDaniels. Dribble handoff. Here comes Potter. Drives the lane, spins in the lane, puts it up, right hand, no good. Got his own rebound, and knocked to the floor. And Cooper Prout's like, oh, sorry, I didn't mean to get it. I knocked him down. But Potter hit the floor pretty hard, and he's back up on his feet. Good to see. Mr. Official's going to check on him. Hey, son, are you okay? That hurt.
He went down hard. Yeah, I could feel that one all the way up here.
Yeah, those gym floors are not soft. Hawk will pull the trigger from the baseline. Little cross-screen action here. Throws it in. Stolen by Kaysen Wendell. Here comes Standish Sterling. One-on-one. Wendell against Dunn. Lays it up. Got by the big fella. Give Kaysen two. And the Panthers are on the board. Tied at two. A minute and a half into this game.
Good body control to go to the bucket there. A nice pressure coming out of that made basket.
Yeah, Standish Sterling prides themselves on defense. They want to turn the tempo up just a little bit. As a matter of fact, ball knocked away into the hand from McDaniel into the hands of Standish Sterling. Here's Bartlett drives the lane. He spins, throws up a tough one. Can't get it to go. Rebound to Dunn. Potter's going to try the pace for Ogama Heights the other direction. Little hesitation dribble and a little bit more than a hesitation as Mr. Official says, no, sir, you carried it. It will be Standish Sterling ball. One turnover each.
Yeah, not something you see real often called, but he kind of lost control a little bit. Got to stay under control if you're Angel Potter.
Yeah, they need to Tom Brady that ball a little bit and squeeze her down a little, make it a little less bouncy, I think, because that's kind of what got him. Little zone action here now. 1-3-1. Yeah, something different from Ogama Heights. Bartlett will try a three for the Panthers, and for Travis Wilcox, this is for you. He got it!
Yeah, and nice ball rotation by Standish Sterling as they brought it to the short side, and nice knockdown from the long elbow.
5-3, Standish Sterling, 5:35 to go here in the first. Rylan McDaniel working on Kaysen Wendell, good defense, throws a skip pass. There's those long arms of Cale Coyne. It ends up in the hands of Ian Jones. And we're going to get a foul on the baseline. Looks like Coyne one step out of position. Nope, they're going to get Wendell. Excuse me.
Yeah, and it looked like Ian Jones got fortunate there. He kind of threw a stuck an elbow out there, and that could have easily gone the other way.
Screen the screener action for Dunn. They don't get a good look, so they'll throw it all the way back to half court. Ian Jones will set the offense. Hawk on the left wing. Here's that cross screen, down screen action. A little bit of movement here. Again, Ogama Heights being very deliberate. Hawk on the way to the basket, guarded by Sullivan. Potter will try a three, and he got it on the other end.
And a good kick out. And he talked about stirring that straw right there. Robbie Hawk took it to the bucket, kicked it back out. Easy three for Angel Potter.
Kaysen Wendell on a cut to the basket. He'll get a bucket for Coyne. Wendell's got four early for the Panthers. Make it 7-5 now in favor of Standish Sterling. Ian Jones breaks the press. He'll get it to McDaniel. High ball screen. Good screen and roll by Dunn. Let's see. There's a nice touch by the big
fella. And I'd still like to see him square those shoulders up a little bit. Still off balance. Take it to him, big fella.
Tied at 7 here in the early going. Back and forth game. Entry pass by Standish Sterling. Ill-advised, and it's taken away. McDaniel into the front court now for Potter. Left wing, Hawk, he'll try a three right in front of the student section. A little bit long, and he almost got a steal on the rebound, and he caused...
And it led to a turnover.
Yep.
Great defense.
He caused the travel by Brody Sullivan, excuse me. Into the game for the Panthers, 32, Caleb Enemans. He is instant energy and a rebounder. He came into the game the other night against Gladwin. I think he got 6 rebounds in the first 2 or 3 minutes that he was in the ball game. Easy look here for Riley
nice
McDaniel
screen.
On the cross screen.
Nice cross screen by Ian Jones, setting a beautiful screen to leave him wide open for an easy bucket.
9-7 now in favor of the Falcons. A three-point try by Sullivan. Rattles it home for Standish Sterling. Back and forth we go in the early going. We're only halfway through the first, and the lead has changed hands almost every single shot. 10-9 Panthers. McDaniel into the front court. Hounded by Wendell. Tries to get it to Dunn at a bad angle. Sullivan double teams. Nice pass there.
Beautiful
by Rob
pass.
Hawk, threading the needle to Mason Dunn. And a bucket for Mason,
and
assist to Rob Hawk.
And a great job by Mason Dunn to screen that guy off.
Uses body well, creates space between him and the defender. Standish Sterling into their old school flex offense. If it isn't work, if it isn't broke, don't fix it, that's for sure. Bartlett resets. Right wing Sullivan. Finds Coyne. Coyne top of the key. Again, patience in this flex offense. Sullivan asks for the ball. We're going to reset here. Sullivan working on Ian Jones. Switches hands in the air. Lays it up and in. Give Brody Sullivan his first two of the night. 12-11 in favor of the Panthers. Little three-quarter court presser here as Kaysen Wendell trying to make Riley McDaniel's life difficult. Sanders looking to run and jump as McDaniel runs to the right, throws up an ill-advised shot off the side of the backboard. No good. Two-on-one, Wendell and Sullivan. Pass a little too hot, but Wendell finds the trailer. It's Bartlett. He gets it to go, and he's fouled from behind. I think they're going to get Mason Dunn, and Bartlett will go to the line. That's Brock Bartlett will go to the line for the and-one.
Yeah, and good ball movement there up the floor as they quickly got it up and started putting some pressure on that Ogemaw defense and got him a little bit out of position. And Mason Dunn will take a little break here as Joe Bach checks in for the first time for the Falcons.
Tonight's game is brought to you by Knuckle Oil of Standish, Classic Lawn Care and Snow Plowing of Sterling, and the law offices of Dwayne Hadley and Standish. Free throw no good, but at half court it's stolen away, and the Panthers bring it back down. Bartlett in the left corner. His jumper is blocked by McDaniels, and Hawk throws it into the front court. Ian Jones, left wing, guarded by Coyne. Now to Bach, just checked into the ball game. Angel Potter will reset way up on that G with wings all the way at half court. Guarded by Bartlett, getting a count. That's how close Bartlett is. Ball reversal through Bach. Here's Jones driving to his right, runs into Wendell, leaves it for McDaniels. McDaniels double clutches, no good, got his own rebound, and we're going to get a foul on the floor. And to continue my thoughts, Sullivan Exteriors of West Branch, North Central Area Credit Union of Standish, Wiltsy Insurance of Standish, and the Flying Pig Venue of Standish, just a few of our many sponsors here tonight.
Preston Kahn checking in for the first time for Standish Sterling as Ogama will trigger underneath.
Entry pass into Potter. He can't get it to go off the front iron. Thought he was fouled. Rebound into the hands of Sullivan. Stannis Sterling will set the offense with 2 minutes to go and a three-point lead here in the first quarter. Lots of movement. Here's Khan. Just checked into the ballgame on the left wing. Brody Sullivan sets him a little screen. Looks like some zone action again here from Ogama Heights. A little confusing to Stannis Sterling. Flex offense isn't great against the zone. Little screen and roll there, though, against the zone, and it works. Kaysen Wendell from Brock Bartlett. Give Wendell six of Stannis Sterling's 16. And don't look now, Jeff, but it's a five-point lead for the Panthers. Bach will try a long three. Back iron, no good. Rebound tipped around to Kaysen Wendell.
Yeah, they needed a bucket there, and they need a stop here.
Sullivan thought about a three. Instead, he drives to his left, gets a foot in the lane, leaves it for Khan. Khan drives baseline. Bartlett back to Khan. Someone's got to get out of the paint there. There he goes. Kaysen Wendell, a left-hand drive, fouled on the... No, we're going to get a travel first, says Mr. Paul Sevilla, and it will go back the other way. Timeout, Ogama Heights. We'll take it with them with 107 to go here in the first quarter. It's the Panthers 16 and Ogama 11 on your power station for sports, 104.7 WKJC. And welcome back live here to Gladwin, where we have 107 to go in the first quarter. The Stannis Sterling Panthers had a bit of a frenetic pace for these two teams, up 16-11 on the Ogama Heights Falcons.
Getting that full court pressure. They back out of it right away, but it's full court man-to-man, trying to make it difficult to inbound.
Yeah, Stannis Sterling's priding himself on defense. They also play well on the offensive end when they turn the tempo up a little bit defensively, as Preston Khan is giving Ian Jones fits, the two sophomores there at half court. Into the hand of Riley McDaniels. He drives baseline, a little behind the back pass, off the fingertips of Bach. Rob Hawk will try a three. It's no good. Tipped around into the hands of Khan for the Panthers. And 35 to go. Khan thought about pushing the tempo. He will try a three from the right wing. Front iron, no good. Ian Jones clears the board. 27 to go here in the first quarter. See if Ogama holds for one shot like they tried to the other night, or if they get impatient and fire one up. Here's Rylan McDaniels, right wing, playing a little dribble handoff game. Now under 15 is the clock. Jones hounded by Khan at half court line. Potter on a little America's Play double screen. He doesn't get a look there. 6-5-4, a three-point try by Bach. Back iron, no good. Rebound tipped around. Brody Sullivan will clear it, and that will end your first quarter with the Panthers leading 16-11 over the Falcons from Ogama Heights. We'll be back in 60 here on your power station for sports, 104.7 WKJC.
Welcome back to the Gymnasium here in Gladwin. Stannis Sterling with the lead in the ball, 16-11, as they trigger from the half court. Kaysen Wendell up top, kicks it over to Brody Sullivan. Sullivan working on Hawk. Preston Khan, dribble drive over to the corner, kick it back out up top. Thought about it, decided not. Kicks it down low and just a little bit out of the reach as Brock Bartlett fired it down low to Caleb Emmons, and ball went over his head. Turnover to Ogama Heights.
Yeah, Emmons was open there. They lost him on a flex cut, and they just couldn't find him. Bartlett a little too hot to handle, and a chance gone awry there for the Panthers.
Yeah, he looked like he was open, too. He had a step on him. As Ogama brings it up, that's McDaniel over in the corner to Robbie Hawk. Hawk way out top to Mason Dunn. Done over to McDaniel at the elbow. Tries to work it into Angel Potter, who had position down low on Brock Bartlett. And Bartlett's going to pick up the foul. That'll be the first for the quarter for either team.
A couple sponsors here. The Erickson Family Insurance Agency of West Branch. Hey, I think I know that guy. Aranac Bay Veterinary of Standish, Mary's Country Corner of Sterling, and Metal Lodge of Sterling. Thank you to all of our sponsors for getting us on the air tonight.
Ogama inbounds. Angel Potter up top. Dribble drive to the center. Off-balance shot, no good. Mason Dunn tried for the rebound, and good position there.
There he is.
Underneath, absolutely. Good position. That was, I believe that was 32 Caleb Emmons, who was able to box out Dunn. Dunn came over the back, and that's going to be the second foul on Mason Dunn already.
So Emmons was not playing at the beginning of the year when you saw him. He is a guy that you will notice is in everything. If there's a loose ball, he's there. If there's a rebound to be had, he's there. If there's a foul away from the play, somehow somebody fouled him. It's just the way Caleb Emmons plays. It's almost Dennis Rodman-esque without the theatrics. If you can go back that far.
There you go. Brady Sullivan on the other end works it around and over to the foul line extended, where Wendell is going to score one for Standish Sterling. 18-11, 7-point lead as Ogemaw needs a bucket.
And there's that weave again from Ogemaw. They've got Dunn setting that high ball screen. They've got a couple good looks from that on the screen and roll by Dunn. They didn't get it this time. Good defense, Standish Sterling.
This is Rylan McDaniel dribbling out top. Takes it to the hole. Goes in strong. There's what we talked about,
yep.
Square in the shoulders. When he does that, he's very, very difficult to stop, and that's what they need to see. 18-13, big bucket right there for Ogemaw Heights.
Yeah, they absolutely needed one. Ogemaw switching on these flex screens and down screens, so it looks like a zone, even though it's not really.
There's Emmons. Emmons to Preston Kahn. Way up top, that's Kendall. Oh, excuse me, Wendell. Over to the corner to number 12, Brock Bartlett. Kicks it inside. Shot up by Emmons. No good. Rebounded and loose ball on the floor. They're going to say off from Ogemaw Heights.
Checking into the ball game for Standish Sterling is number 10, Carter Fagan, and back into the game, Cooper Prout. And again, take the opportunity. Dan Meals, well drilling of Sterling. Thank you for your sponsorship tonight. Tonight's game brought to you by the Walker Insurance Agency of Augray, Eden Fields Assisted Living and Memory Care of Standish, and Eastern Dust Control of Standish.
Oh, no.
And what do we got here?
On the inbound, they're quickly on the inbound. They're gonna get Mason Dunn for his third foul.
That's a big one
for a hold, and that one hurt. That one, they literally handed the ball underneath for Standish to inbound and called him for holding. That's a tough break, as that's his third foul.
Yeah, Mason being out of the game is a big size disadvantage. Not that Standish Sterling is big, but he is the size for Ogemaw. As Sullivan tries a three.
Standish inbounded quickly, and Sullivan no good. Rylan McDaniel quickly comes the other way for Ogemaw Heights. Over to the corner, Joe Box, triple on the way. No good. Halfway down, rattled in and out. And on the rebound, they're going to get, I believe, Ian Jones coming in late, and they will. That'll be Jones' first foul, third foul of the quarter already, and we're only we're sitting at 5:26.
Yeah.
So with that new rule, they could be at the free throw line pretty quickly. 18-13, Standish Sterling with the lead as they come the other way. Quickly stolen by Robbie Hawk. Hawk the other way with the left hand, kicks it out to Potter, didn't have the numbers, and Rylan McDaniels will reset.
There's Robbie Hawk, turning somebody over.
Absolutely, and there he is turning around and knocking one down as they got it into the post, and Robbie Hawk strongly with the left hand.
Same thing for Caleb Elmans on the other end. Robbie Hawk will always be there when there's a loose ball, a rebound to be had, or a little garbage bucket as Kaysen Wendell goes the hole.
Yeah.
Gets fouled and scores.
Quickly up the other way, Brock Bartlett with a nice feed inside as Kaysen Wendell found himself all alone under the bucket. And for Ogemaw Heights, Bach had to come over to try to defend, and he picked up the foul, a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play.
Couple of 22s, Dominic Smith in for Ogemaw Heights, Marshall King in for Standish Sterling. Tonight's game brought to you by Charity's Chop Shop of Standish. Joe Sweeney at Dean Arbor of East Tawas and Fergie's Pizza of Standish as the free throw for Wendell goes, giving the Panthers a 21-15 lead.
Oh, and Dominic Smith checking into the game. He's going to have to be huge tonight as pick up the slack with the foul trouble that Ogemaw Heights is in on with their big guy down low, as Ogemaw Heights looks to cut into that six-point lead. This is Smith up top, fires it over to the corner to Robbie Hawk. Hawk out top to Angel Potter. Potter swings it around to Bach.
Patience here. Ogemaw needs a good look.
Skip pass to McDaniels. McDaniels sets a screen for Potter. Potter with the right hand bumped hard, and they're going to get him. Yeah, that one. You can see that one coming from a ways away as Brody Sullivan, very aggressive on defense, and got a little bit too handsy.
Yeah, and I think Potter set that one up. He had a little crossover move, had Brody just out of position, got a little body contact, and that one's always going against the defense.
Quickly inbounded, Robbie Hawk looking to back him down on defense, kicks it out, and that one went a little bit high and fired it right into the Standish bench. Another turnover for Ogemaw Heights, and that's their fifth turnover already this half.
Nice hands there by Austin Coyne, whose eligibility is up as he's an assistant coach now for his father, Matt.
Standish works it around the perimeter, back out top to Kaysen Wendell. Wendell sets it up over to Brody Sullivan. Little two-man game up top. Spin move to the paint. kicks it back out again and tried to kick it back outside. Wendell tried to fire it into Sullivan on the two-man game and turned over. Here comes Ogama Heights the other way.
Ooh, behind the back.
A little behind-the-back move there by Rylan McDaniel as he tried to go coast-to-coast, went around the back. I'm not sure whether that was a wraparound pass or what exactly he had going there, but pass went out of bounds, but it was tipped by Standish, so Robbie Hawk will fire him from underneath the bucket.
Wendell checks out as Bartlett back into the game to give him a break, and we got a five-second call. Not a lot of movement, no good screens there.
Not a lot of movement and a quick five, I thought. That seemed like it was quick five there.
Might be a result, though, of not having Mason Dunn in the game, who's your best screener by far.
Sure. Yeah, and a little bit of a different lineup here, too. They normally don't have Bach and Smith in the same set. So, well, Standish will come down 21-15 as Brody Sullivan with the ball. Working on Bach, kick to the corner, three ball up for Carter Fagan, no good, ball tipped out, and a nice pump fake there, and knocked down by Brock Bartlett, and quickly the other end, a steal as Ogama literally got the ball underneath, turned around and threw it right to Brody Sullivan, who went up with the left hand and got fouled.
Sullivan will go to the line for the Panthers, and that'll give me the opportunity to tell you that tonight's game is brought to you by Daniel's Septic Service of Sterling, Vantage Plastics of Standish, Wanda and Company Family Hair Care of Standish, Passionate Care Home Health Services of Standish, and Standish Pharmacy.
First shot no good as Ian Jones will drop back into the game. Joe Bach will get a breather. And second free throw here, and this is getting to be a little nervous as the shot up no good. Smith with the rebound, Rylan McDaniel, as Ogama needs a bucket bad as we go under three here. 23-15 to play here in the half.
Yeah, it's only eight, but it feels somewhat urgent as there goes Rob Hawk, drives the lane, throws a corner three.
Got it, big one, big shot right there. They needed that one bad as Dominic Smith, the senior, from way outside, nothing but nylon.
You told me I need to play big, Mr. Erickson, so here I am knocking down a three-pointer.
Standish Sterling running the weave out top. Ogama with a man-to-man, kicks it to the foul line extended. Shot away for Standish. That was Brody Sullivan. No good. And that ball is going to... No, we've got a foul. So
I think they got Marshall King.
Looks like they got King with us underneath as...
Good box out there by Angel Potter. You don't talk about the little guys doing the boxing out, but absolutely good box out there by Potter, and he got King on his back and foul. So now, all of a sudden, it's a five-point game. Ogama Heights has the ball to cut into this one.
Rylan McDaniel gets a screen from Smith, works it out top to... That is number two, Robbie Hawk. Hawk into the center, kicks it back out. Angel Potter, three on the way. Nothing but nylon. The triple is good for Angel Potter. And all of a sudden, you look up, and it's 23-21, and Standish looking to end the slide.
Yeah, two back-to-back three-pointers on two possessions, and missed free throws from Standish Sterling, and a foul as a three-pointer tried there by Prout. No good.
Loose ball. Out of bounds to, and they are going to call, check that. That was Fagan.
Yep.
Had stepped out of bounds on the loose ball as it was right below us. We couldn't see it with that student section. So Ogama Heights with an opportunity here to tie or take a lead with a three. 23-21 inside of 2 minutes to go, and Standish goes into the man-to-man as Rylan McDaniels works up top. Screen down low, trying to get Angel Potter a look. Bang it inside to Smith. Smith kicks it back out. Potter on shot on the way. No good. And there's Rob Hawk.
And same thing there. As Marshall King learned his lesson, he did a nice job boxing out, and Hawk fouled him. It'll send Marshall to the line.
Yeah, and we talked about that. After five fouls, they're going to get to the free throw line, even on an offensive rebound. So we're going to walk down to the other end, and King's going to take a couple of free throws here.
Turner Bean and Grain is one of our sponsors tonight. We'd like to thank them, along with Box Drop of Standish, Surveying Solutions, Inc. of Standish, Arby's of Standish, West Branch and Linwood, and Nagy's Tractor Sales of Omer.
Second free throw away and good. Marshall King as 25-21 now. Ian Jones working up the court for Ogama Heights. He tries to kick it down to McDaniel, and McDaniel unable to handle that. Here comes Standish the other way. A little floater in the lane. Up and good for Carter Fagan, coast to coast.
The freshman goes coast to coast.
The freshman takes it coast to coast right there. 27-21. Back and forth we go. Here comes McDaniel. And they're going to get a hold on the inside. McDaniel trying to go to the bucket. And it looks like Brock Bartlett.
Yeah, Brock Bartlett kind of rid him the entire way. He got closer to the basket, bumped him off his path. Good call there by an official. And don't look now, it's 5 fouls to 4 fouls. Bartlett picked up his second, however, so Kaysen Wendell's going to check back in with just under a minute to go here in the half.
27-21, Ogama fires it. Underneath, works it around. Robbie Hawk from the corner, halfway down, no good. Rebound and a good one. Good box out down low by Prout. As here comes Brody Sullivan. Sullivan, nobody stops the ball, and he goes coast to coast through the lane as nobody stopped the ball. Easy bucket there, 29-21. It's back up to 8.
Athleticism there by Brody Sullivan, spinning in the lane, hanging in the air, switching hands. Good layup there from the junior.
And on the other end, back comes Rylan McDaniels for Ogama Heights as he got a screen up top from Dominic Smith, went through the line, and he took one to the arm. So as we go under 30 seconds here, 26.0, 29-21, McDaniels to the line for two.
We'll see Zaski check into the ball game here for Ogama Heights. He will spell Smith.
He's going to come in for Smith, and is it first action for Zaski tonight? I mentioned he can be a guy that can give you some burst here. Watch him. He'll be very aggressive for sure. That's his nature.
Update from a reliable source. Gordy Ostrander says Meridian's up 57-10 at halftime over Pinconning, and Hillman is leading 23-21 over Mile at the half. So thanks, Gordy, for the update.
Yeah, and away from the action there from down at the wrong end of the floor, Robbie Hawk is going to pick up a foul, and they tried to inbound that ball, and Hawk just too aggressive.
So that'll send Brody Sullivan to the line for two with an 8-point lead. And Sullivan 0 for 3 from the free throw line here in the first half. If there's one dark spot for the Panthers, it's been their free throw shooting, as Sullivan needs to get one to go here, if nothing more, for his confidence.
And that
and
one is up and good. So 30-21 as we go under 20 seconds here. Robbie Hawk brings it up. Working man-to-man, gets a screen from Rylan McDaniels. Fires it to the corner. This is Zaski, who just checked in the game. Swings it back out to Potter as we go under 10 seconds. Potter drives the lane, and they're going to call an offensive foul on Angel Potter. Potter had the arm out, and they got Angel Potter on the foul there. And Robbie Hawk is going to check out the game here with 7 seconds to go.
Yeah, I don't want anybody picking up a silly foul here, as Coach Coyne is going to take a timeout, so we'll take it with them. The Panthers lead the Falcons 30-21. We'll be back in 30 here on your Power Station Sports. WKJC.
.2 to go here as Standish looks to run in the length of the court. 9-point lead. Good defense by Zaski. They are able to get it into Wendell. Wendell working on Zaski, kicks it back, shot is up and away for Brody Sullivan, no good, as that'll do it. So we're going to go to the halftime. Standish Sterling takes a 9-point lead into the half. It is Standish Sterling Central, the Panthers 30, the Falcons from Ogama Heights 21. We're going to take a break here on the Power Station for Sports, 104.7.
And we're back live here from Gladwin High School as we're already 20 seconds into action, and Ogama Heights has turned it over. Standish Sterling's Cale Coyne missed a three. Into the front court comes Rob Hawk, and he goes to the rim, gets his own rebound, gets fouled, and he will go to the free throw line as the Panthers lead at half 30-21. Quick action here is, I think Mr. Official kind of cut us short about a minute there, Mr. Erickson. So
yeah, it seemed like it. It seemed like a short halftime. First one goes down.
Buy some time back.
We will. But, active first half. Got away from Ogama a little bit towards the end. Let's see how they come out here after the half, as that helps. A quick 2 points from the free throw line. And here comes Standish Sterling.
Yeah, Rob Hawk had 4 in the first half. Give him 6 now on the game. Into the front court, Kaysen Wendell. Swings around the perimeter. Bartlett throws for Sullivan in the post up. Double team comes, and he kicks it back out to Wendell. Comes and gets it from him. Here's Sullivan, top of the key. He'll reset, guarded there by Potter. Standish Sterling again, very deliberate on offense as Cooper Prout finds Bartlett. Sullivan on the flex cut. He will try a 3 instead. No good. 2 Ogama Heights Falcons fight over the rebound, and it comes out to Cale Coyne. Coyne to Wendell. Wendell almost traveled in the lane there. Sets back to Bartlett. Bartlett with a right-hand runner. No good. Rebound McDaniels into the front court. Jones leaves it for Hawk, and an easy one there. And 2 quick buckets, or 4 quick points, I should say, for Ogama Heights as they get an easy one in transition, cut it to 5.
Very familiar with the last 2 games I've watched Ogama coming out of that halftime looking to run.
Coach Jennings must have some sort of halftime speech all fired up. Rob Hawk with a steal. And Wendell fouls him on his way to the rim. We're going to call it on the floor. That gives me the opportunity to say tonight's game is brought to you by the Fall In of Rose City, who we just heard from. Willard's Equipment of West Branch, West Branch Collision, Fernelius Chevrolet of Rose City, and Roy Simmons & Sons Well Drilling of West Branch. Hawk to pull the trigger, gets it to McDaniel in the post against Wendell. Back iron, no good.
Use the board.
Yep, and a rebound there. Good box out by number 4 for Standish Sterling, Brody Sullivan, as he kept Hawk off the board. Rob picks up his 3rd, something to keep an eye on there, as Mason Dunn didn't start the half with his 3rd foul.
Yeah, and that's a couple of big key contributors right there with 3 fouls. We'll see if Hawk needs to come out of the game as well. They're already without the big guy down low, Dunn.
2-3 zone here from Ogama Heights as Standish Sterling works around the perimeter. Quick ball reversals. They've got Bartlett as the baseline runner. 2 good shooters out on the wings. Inside to Sullivan at the high post. Nobody home, and he throws it again.
Another turnover. That's the 4th turnover in 5 possessions here early for Standish Sterling. I like what Ogama's doing right now. They went to that zone probably to try to protect the fouls.
Yeah, I threw him for a loop. Standish Sterling was not set for it, wasn't ready for it, and has had a couple bad possessions. Here's Hawk in the post working against Sullivan. Fires it up off the back iron. No good. Tough fadeaway. Sullivan with the rebound. He will cross half court, ball in his hands. Bartlett on the left wing. Kaysen on the right wing. Kaysen Wendell, that is. Sullivan looks to slash through the zone. Now they put him in down at the baseline runner. Prout working that high post, trying to find. They got to get the ball through the high post or through that short corner baseline guy here, and they haven't found any opportunities through Ogama's zone.
Good rotation by Ogama, too. They're getting quick to the ball, not allowing a lot of time. There they had a cut, get away from them. As a nice back cut right there by number 4, Brody Sullivan, and that's going to get him to the line as Ryland McDaniel came over and hacked him on the arm.
Yeah, that's a set play Coach Coyne calls. He'll send a little down screen action for his big fella against the zone, and Sullivan goes to the free throw line, knocks down the first one. Good for him as he missed some free throws there in the first half. Standish Sterling has its first point of the second half. Second one on the way. Front iron, back iron rolls in. 2 for the Panthers. Sullivan's on the board now. Give him 10 on the ball game. Into the front court comes Rob Hawk. And crossed over Sullivan. Somehow Sullivan got thrown down to the ground. I think it was Ryland McDaniels, and I'm not sure where that foul came from.
I have no idea.
All I saw was Sullivan fall.
I think they got their feet tangled up, maybe, but I missed that one.
Kaysen Wendell will reset the offense way up in the flying G of Gladwin. They're going to run that same set here with a little down screen. They don't get it in this time. And Standish will work it back around the perimeter. Here's Cale Coyne. Finds baseline runner Sullivan, drives baseline, leaves it on the reverse, and lays it up and in.
And that's a situation where Rob Hawk knew with the 3 fouls he couldn't contend and made it much easier. Shots away here for Ogama. Bach, no good. Rebound, here comes Standish.
Wendell now with a 9-point lead for the Panthers, 34-25. Right wing Sullivan, he's the hot hand. They get it to him again. A 15-footer is good, and Sullivan's got all 6 for Standish Sterling. Coach Jennings wants a timeout. We're going to take it with him. We'll be back in 60 on your power station for sports. And we're back live here from Gladwin, the gymnasium here in Gladwin, as the Standish Sterling Panthers hold an 11-point lead, 36-25, over the Ogama Heights Falcons with just over 4 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Ball into the hands of Ian Jones, crosses the half-court line. Cale Coyne with his length way out on the perimeter, giving him fits. Inside, outside throw. There's Rob Hock, front iron, no. Look good from here. And Ryland McDaniel saves it off his own foot, so it will go back to the Panthers with a chance to add to that 11-point lead.
Standish Sterling really ratcheted up the man-to-man pressure on these last couple of possessions.
That makes them better on both ends of the floor, just like Ogama Heights turning up the pressure on defense and getting a couple turnovers there to start the second half. Standish Sterling seems to have weathered the storm. Kaysen Wendell, leading scorer in the first half, leaves it there for Prout. Front iron, back iron, no good. Sullivan keeps it alive, goes up strong. Blocked by McDaniel, another one blocked by McDaniel. Prout goes up that time, he got hammered. And McDaniel coming through, blocking every single one. We'll see who the foul's on. There are a couple
defenders
there. That's
going to be on Ryland McDaniel, and what a job by McDaniel. You talk about being active. Holy cow. Three straight blocks from behind, and then finally got him with a foul on the fourth.
That'll send Cooper Prout to the free throw line for Standish Sterling. 3:36 to go here. First free throw, a couple dribbles up on the way, rattles it home.
Standish Sterling getting every 50-50 ball, and they're going to have to go back to the bench here as Mason Dunn's going to check into the game with his three fouls, but they had to get him back in there.
They need his size, they need his rebounding, absolutely. Standish Sterling got a couple extra chances there. Second free throw by Prout, back iron and down, it's good, and we will see Caleb Edmonds check in for him. And it gives me a chance to say that tonight's game is brought to you by Quality Garage Doors of West Branch, Benjamin Realty of Rose City, Ace Electric Plumbing and Heating of West Branch, and Culligan Water of West Branch. Into the front court quickly goes Potter. He lost the handle, picked up by Kaysen Wendell. Little three-on-one here for Standish Sterling. Brock Bartlett is the beneficiary, and he lays it up and in.
Yeah, and really good ball movement.
Ryland McDaniels into the front court. Here's Potter, getting to be crunch time here for Ogama Heights. They're all of a sudden down 15. They need a good look. They need a good possession and something to go their way. Little screen and roll. Jones throws it off the end line to Hock and out of bounds. And it will go back to Standish Sterling. And a little frustration there by Rob Hock as that pass way out of his reach.
Yeah, and Ogama Heights just discombobulated right now. They need something good to go for, you know, something good to happen for them here real soon. And they're going to switch up the defense. They're going to go to a little half-court trap.
Caleb Emmons in the corner, hounded by Hock. Yeah, Ogama Heights has to do something to pick it up. Here's Sullivan, also in the corner, trapped in the corner. Ball out of bounds off Sullivan. And the Standish bench wanted a foul. I think it was good defense there by Ian Jones.
I think it was, too. Jones was able to get his feet right on the half court or on the sideline there and really created a third defender and just threw it out of bounds right in front of Coach Coyne. He's not going to like it, but I think it was the right call. I'm with you.
I agree. That you have to reward good defense and good position on defense, and I think that's exactly what the officials did there. So 15-point lead here, 40-25, Standish Sterling. Boy, it doesn't seem to have gotten that far away. Potter on the right wing. Potter drives against Bartlett, throws up an off-balance shot, no good, tipped out of bounds off the hands of Hock, and it will go back to Standish Sterling.
Yeah, and they need Potter to score. He needs one to go and something good to happen for him because they need either him or Ryland McDaniel to heat up here. They got to score some points, and they need to score them in a hurry.
Yeah, Potter had two big threes in the first quarter and haven't seen anything from him since. He's still stuck on six. Left wing, here comes Kahn. Baseline drive around Dunn, lays it up. No good. Got his own rebound, no good. Tipped away all the way out to Sullivan. He pulls up from the free throw line, halfway down and out, and there's Mason Dunn with a rebound. Ryland McDaniels into the front court with his left hand. Crosses over, leaves it for Hock. Hock on the right wing. Gets to the free throw line. Potter will try one of those threes we just talked about. Nothing but nylon.
And they needed that. And a really nice find by Robbie Hock as well.
Angel Potter knocks down three. He's got nine on the game now. Three three-pointers. And Ogama now down 12 to the Panthers, 40-28. Three-point try by Kahn on the right left wing. No good. Offensive rebound, Sullivan. How many times have we said that? Blocked by McDaniels. How many times have we said that? And we're going to get a travel against Ogama Heights.
Yeah, two guys for Ogama had possession of the ball, and neither one let go. All of a sudden, one did, and Rob Hock just took a couple of steps with it.
Timeout Coach Coyne as he wants to talk about this one with a 42-28 lead. We're going to take it with him here. 40-28, 1:28 to go in the third quarter in favor of Standish Sterling. We'll be back in 60 on your power station for sports, 104.7 WKJC. Back live as Dana Sterling inbounds underneath their own basket. Very patient here on offense against the 2-3 zone. Here's Brock Bartlett up at the top of the key. Finds Kaysen Wendell. Inside to Caleb Emmons at the high post. Caleb Emmons shoved away from the high post there by Ian Jones. And when I say shoved, Emmons took offense to that one. Left wing, here's Preston Kahn. Baseline drive, leaves it for Sullivan. Sullivan up, pump fakes, got it to go. 42-28, Standish Sterling.
Oh, and what a great job of taking it right at the guys with the foul trouble. He knew he could have probably shot a three-pointer there, but did not, and drove it inside against the guys with the foul trouble. Great recognition.
Yeah, smart play there by the junior, now playing like a senior in Brody Sullivan, and you're absolutely right. Rob Hawk drives to the nail. Gets it out to Ian Jones. Potter wants Mason Dunn to post up. Dunn, the big fella in the lane.
Oh, use the backboard, big fella.
Lost the handle on his way up. Didn't hit anything, and into the front court comes Sullivan. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Square your shoulders. Take a little extra half second. Nice pass there. Cross court. Bartlett finds Kaysen Wendell for the layup, and Kaysen's got another two. He leads all scorers with 13. Whoa, they got an over and back against Ogemaw Heights. As Ian Jones wasn't patient enough for Ryland McDaniels, as there's exactly 1.2 left here. See if Standish Sterling can get a good shot off here before the end of the third quarter.
Yeah, and a little bit of pressure on Jones there, and he just turned around and flipped it behind him to McDaniel, trying to set him up. The intention was right, but a little too quick as Standish triggers.
Sullivan throws it in. Bartlett throws it up, and there's a whistle. We're going to get a foul.
Oh, no.
With .2, are they going to give him three shots is the question.
They're going to give him three shots.
Yes, they are. Bartlett will go to the line. Two shots.
They're going to give him two.
So they called it on the floor, but it was the fifth foul.
They did call it on the floor. That you can't do that.
No, not in that situation. No, he's not going to get a good shot in 1.7 seconds anyway.
He had no chance, and that's just a frustration foul, I think, on the part of the sophomore there. He's been frustrated. They've defended him very, very well, and I think that frustration boiled over there.
Bartlett's free throws, both of them are good. .2 left. See if Ogemaw can get a tip. They can't, as the ball's inbounded to Hawk. No good. That'll end our third quarter with the Panthers up 45-28. We'll be back in the for the fourth in 60 seconds here on 104.7 WKJC.
Back here live in Gladwin, 46-28 in favor of Standish Sterling, and they'll trigger in the backcourt as starting to get away from the Ogemaw Heights Falcons here as Standish able to put some distance on them as Ogemaw will come out in a man-to-man defense. Standish recognizes that. Angel Potter hounding Kaysen Wendell up top. This is over to the corner and down low to Prout. Prout up and in for two, and all of a sudden it's a 20-point lead for Standish Sterling as Ogemaw looks to answer. Quickly fires it down to Angel Potter. Potter hounded underneath, and he's going to draw a foul as he was double-teamed down at the low block.
Yeah, that quarter was a big one for Standish Sterling. They won that quarter 16-7 after being already up 2 points going into the half. Up being 9 points going into the half.
Yeah. So they really, at times, Ogemaw looked like they were going to make a run, but just every single rebound seemed to go Standish's way, and every loose ball as well, as Potter can't get the lid off it from the free throw line, as the first one is no good. The second one on the way, and that one's good, so that'll cut it to 19 as Ogemaw comes out in the full court press. Standish breaks it easily. Kaysen Wendell. Wendell all the way to the hole. Nice dish underneath. No good with the first shot was Cooper Prout, but the second one will go in for the big fella, and it's 48-29. Standish Sterling has pulled out to their biggest lead of the night.
Yeah, and I love the energy from Ogemaw Heights. You can't give up the easy ones.
There's an and one as nice look by Ryland McDaniel as Mason Dunn was able to post up down low at the block, got him on his hip, turned around, dropped it in the bucket, and he'll get rewarded with an and one.
Tonight's game brought to you by the DeBold Insurance Agency of West Branch, H&R Block of West Branch, and Morris Clark Furniture of West Branch. Free throw, no good.
No good. Quickly down the other way comes Standish as they look to add to this lead, but a turnover there as Brock Bartlett tried to go across court. Ryland McDaniel picked it off, Here comes Ogemaw Heights. Ryland works it into the paint area. No good. Shot away. Rebound there. Nicely done by Preston Kahn. And Standish Sterling will slow it down.
Cason Wendell, the point guard being the point guard, says, give me the basketball, fellas. We got this under control. And he's going to pick up a foul on McDaniel.
Yeah, and
his fourth.
And I have to say it. And you're seeing the same game that I am, and I know you feel the same way. I don't like the body language of the Ogemaw Heights Falcons, and I haven't through about halfway through that third period. They feel like every call is going against them, and they're showing it, and it's
their frustration is showing.
Is really starting to show here. So,
and the game really hasn't been poorly officiated. There's only
one call
so far that you and I looked at each other when I don't get that one. And
one
call in three quarters is a pretty well officiated game in my opinion.
I'm with you. This absolutely is not on the officials, and it's in their head right now. As Standish looks to add to that 19 point lead, they slow it down. Brody Sullivan dribbles up top, kicks it over in the corner. This is Preston Kahn. Down low, quick and up and under, no good. As Cason Wendell went up and under, was blocked by Dunn. Here comes Angel Potter. Potter pulls up from three. Off front iron, no good. Rebound comes down to Brody Sullivan, and Sullivan will clear.
Sullivan's patient as he had a chance to fast break. Said, no, we've got a 19-point lead. Let's run some clock here, fellas.
And they do. They work it around, working on that man-to-man. As this is Brody Sullivan out top. Prout sets a pick, flips it over into the corner to Preston Kahn. Down low to Prout. Prout up and under, drew some contact, no good, missed the shot, rebounded by Potter, and Ogemaw Heights will clear across court to Ian Jones. Jones underneath, Rob Hawk kicks it back to Jones. Jones to Potter up top, three, no good, wide right, rebound, Mason Dunn, back to McDaniels. McDaniels drives the lane, and he's going to get called for the offensive foul, and Brody Sullivan stepped in. Great job by Brody Sullivan.
And that is number five on Ryland McDaniels.
Yep.
The senior will check out of the ball game for, barring a miracle, probably the last time. So congratulations to Ryland on a great career. Thank you for the entertainment. And he checks out of the ball game with 4 points tonight. So,
yeah, coming off that 19-point effort, and you know, just a great job there. And Ryland a little out of control, a little frustration. The game got sped up as Standish Sterling comes the other way, easily breaking the press and going coast to coast. Is Cason Wendell a little salt in the wound as they just lost Wendell and he took it the length of the floor?
Yeah, ran a little post pattern there and was wide open over the middle for Standish Sterling.
It's in the corner now. This is Ogemaw Heights. This is Jones. And tried to pick and roll, but Mason Dunn set the pick but didn't roll. And ball went out of bounds, but it was touched last by Standish as Rob Hawk will trigger from underneath.
Need to say hello to Preston Allen, first checking into the ball game, number 20 for Standish Sterling. Preston seeing his first action, and he gets to guard Mason Dunn.
All the way around, back to the inbounder, that's Hawk on the opposite side of the floor. Shot up and away, no good. Rebounded and controlled by number 5, Cason Wendell. And Standish will look to reset, work in that man-to-man. 52-31, 21-point lead for Standish Sterling as we go down under 4.5 to play here in this ball game.
Yeah, patience flex here from Standish Sterling. Here's speaking of patience, there's a three
by corner, Preston Kahn, no good, and we're going to get a foul here on Brock Bartlett over the back as Ian Jones had position.
Someone explained to the sophomore, hey, we're up by 20.
Right.
We're up by 20. Now is not the moment. As Cal Fagan, the junior, checks in for Brody Sullivan.
And Brody Sullivan getting a nice round of applause from the Standish Sterling faithful here.
Chance to thank our sponsors here. Tonight's game is brought to you by C.A. Haynes Realty of West Branch, Rose City RV Center, and West Branch and Rose City Automotives.
Oh, and we had the carry of the century right there as Ian Jones tried to pass it, and one of the Standish players cut into the lane, and he just kind of did a little wrap around his head there, and it'll be another turnover as Ogemaw looks to pick up the intensity. Pressure defense, work it around for Standish. Inside to the big guy, number 20, Preston Allen, as he's going to get in the scoring column as well. 3:43 left to play, 54-31, biggest lead of the game. As Ogemaw looks to get it in quickly to Hawk, but knocked away. by Standish and
Eli Cottrell in for the Panthers. Eli sees his action, checks in for Bartlett. He'll get the task of guarding Mason Dunn.
So Bach tried to, excuse me, Robbie Hawk with the inbound there, got it knocked right back in his face by Cal Fagan as Ogumaw's inbounding under their own bucket, down 54-31, quickly into Joe Bach. Joe Bach from the wing fires it up, no good. Good rebound out there by Eli Cottrell, and Standish more than content to slow this one down and drain this last three and a half. Work it around the perimeter. And to the corner, this is Preston Kahn. Floater no good, but rebounded. And another offensive rebound by Preston Allen for Standish Sterling. Back out top, Kaysen Wendell will reset.
Quality minutes here by Preston Allen as he's been in the rotation all year. Didn't get into the fourth quarter here, but he's made an impact in his time in the ballgame.
Good reset there by Kaysen Wendell. Had a shot at an uncontested three, but no need. And now they work it around and get a wide open look underneath. Missed the puppy was Cal Fagan. And it's going to be off from, I believe it's off from Fagan. So Ogumaw Heights will take over as getting his first action of the second half is Brendan Zaski, the senior, as he'll give a break to Ian Jones.
Also checking into the game was Dominic Smith for Ogumaw Heights, and he has the ball now on the right wing.
54-31 as we go under 230. Zaski that's Angel Potter with the drive and drew some contact inside. Foul on Preston Kahn, the sophomore, will send Angel Potter to the line.
And that gives me a chance to say tonight's game is brought to you by Colvin's Heating and Cooling of Northeast Michigan, Dean Arbor Ford of West Branch, Charles Wangler Sales of West Branch, Ogumaw Veterinary Clinic of Rose City, and Dean Arbor Chevrolet and Kevin Humrick House. And that rounds out our sponsor list tonight.
And thank you very much to all of those sponsors, and what great sponsors they are. Night after night, the same name sponsoring these games as Potter's able to hit them both. 54-33. Turnover. Ogumaw the other way. Rob Hawk lays it in after a quick turnover. 54-35. 2:20 left to go here in this ball game.
Give Hawk 10 on the night now. He's in double figures for Ogumaw Heights.
Down low and kicked as they tried to get it inside to Cottrell. But that ball was kicked, and Standish will maintain possession under their own bucket. 2:13 left to go.
Inbound to Preston Allen, and Standish Sterling will continue to be patient here.
Back out front, this is Wendell. Wendell to Fagan, playing a little catch here as looks like Rob Hawk going to go over there and try and get one more foul. Is not able to do it. He'll try again here, and nope, still hasn't got one. As more than aggressive, Rob Hawk with one to give. And nice seal off down low to Eli Cottrell, but the ball went just outside of his reach. Ogumaw will take over. 1:46 to go, down 19. Zaski into the corner, up top to Mason Dunn. Mason Dunn rotates it to Angel Potter. Potter with a long three, halfway down, no good. Kicked around back to Potter. Potter with a little floater in the lane, no good. Mason Dunn fights for the rebound, and finally recovered by Zaski as we're going to get Cal Fagan with a foul as he was going after that somewhat loose ball that Zaski had a hold of.
Yeah, as a coach, you're okay with that. Cal Fagan diving for a loose ball, got into the legs of Zaski, and you know, at this time in the game, it's a 19-point lead. You've got kids hustling. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that, but it'll send Zaski to the line to try to score his first points of the night. First one on the way, no good.
A couple of new faces checking in for Ogumaw Heights as got number 10 Karbowski checking in, as well as Gavin Ratliff, and Robbie Hawk will come out.
Along with Potter.
And Potter's going to come out as well. Both juniors, so they'll both be back next year.
Looks and like one on the way. Zaski
there,
is
there
good.
We go. Zaski, the senior, into the scoring column. So good to see Brendan get into the scoring column in his last game here with a couple of free throw attempts as Standish clears as we look to go under a minute. Zaski hounds Kaysen Wendell up top. Over to the corner to Preston Kahn. Kahn dribbles to the elbow and then gives it off on a handoff to Preston Allen. And it looks like it's going to be number 14, Gavin Ratliff, the junior. He's going to get himself into the column.
The back score, absolutely,
column,
yes.
The back score as he'll pick up a foul here. Still just three on Ogemaw for the half, so no shots to be had yet as they inbound and get it into the hands of Cal Fagan. Fagan over to Preston Allen. Allen to Cottrell. Cottrell works it back up top. Reset is Kaysen Wendell.
This is just patience, flex.
And back to
get a good look. Layups only here for Standish Sterling at this point. Not trying to show anybody up. Very classy move here by Coach Coyne. They may just hold till the 33 seconds are over.
As we're going to go under 30 here as Standish works it around. And no longer really attempting to score here. They'll take foul shots if they have them as Mason Dunn trying to work up top there. As he ends his season, continues to work harder, but hard here all the way to the end of his senior year. And it's been a pleasure to watch that young man play as we're under 5 seconds and they're going to let him dribble it out. That's going to be all there is tonight from this one as Kaysen Wendell and the Standish Sterling Panthers are going to win this one going away 54, Ogemaw Heights 36. And we're going to take a break to get in a few more sponsors, catch our breath, do some addition, and we'll be back with our post-game show right after this on WKJC, your power station for sports.